Budding Business on East Coast FM.
As I explained earlier on, during the pandemic, we want to give a leg up to budding business and to businesses who have turned themselves around or indeed are starting. Imagine starting in these conditions. Well, lots of businesses are. We just want to give those businesses a shout out. Well, what about this one? A Wicklow company is turning grapes into eco-fire and barbecue logs. How would they do that? They are eco-friendly, they say, low carbon and high heating fire alternative to charcoal, to wood and to peat. To tell us more, we're joined by John Mulder of Eco Fire and Barbecue Logs Ireland, which is based in Wicklow here in Red Cross. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Declan. How are you, sir?
Good morning to you. So first of all, take us back to the beginning, how you discovered that this could be done and then how you went about it.
So, Declan, basically, the manufacturing operation runs out of Cape Town back in South Africa, and we engaged with this company going on 2 years ago now. They've actually been manufacturing this product for some time, and with the move towards needing to replace solid fuels or find solid fuel solutions here in Ireland, we started looking for products that we thought might be able to work, and we came across these people. What it does is it's really such a simple process. What happens is the juice is extracted out of the grape for wine or for juice. You then have a situation whereby the oil is extracted for grapeseed oil, and what is left is what we press into a log.
And what's left, presumably, is the skin, is it?
No, it's the husk of the seed which forms a cake
I understand. Yes. There's a lot of the grape that's not used primarily for wine, so there's residual ingredients there, and rather than sort of dumping them, there's a use for them.
Exactly. It's basically a waste product that we're converting.
Okay, and this was tried out first. Who discovered this, you know, that it could actually be used in this way?
So the product was initially discovered by a gentleman by the name of Fafa back in Cape Town. He has a business. He's in the agricultural sector. As you would know, the massive market that, or the massive amounts of winelands that exist in the Western Cape, and he was pressing grapeseed oil, and at some point he was having a problem disposing of this residual, of the residue. And in him talking to landfill sites and trying to find a place to dispose of it, eventually some lad said to him, well, you're just going to have to burn it. And that's where it started. He set the stuff alight, and he found that this thing burned beautifully. It retained its heat, and it was clean. So the rest, they say, is history. He then found a press, turned it into a log, and that's what we have now.
Right. So, is it effective? I mean, is it, it comes from waste product, which is fantastic, but is there enough profit to be made into it than not using the traditional, the charcoal and the peat, to actually lure people away to use it, that it would be cost effective to the end user?
Yes, very much so. And that for us has been a very important point. Declan, what we said as the partners here in Ireland is that we understand that we want to go green, but it also cannot be at the cost of the consumer. The consumer needs to have the access to good quality green products at the right price point, and I can confidently say to you, we have achieved that. We are bringing the product in. Our goal is to ultimately take this product and manufacture in Europe, and then obviously localize packing in Ireland itself. We've basically been able to land it. So where you'll find, we're going to be focused on a 20 kilogram bag, and that product will be to market for the winter, for your fireplace and for your stove, at no more than 5% higher than your current cost of carbon-based fuel. So that's where we're at.
Okay, we don't grow many grapes here, unfortunately, yet, but maybe when the weather changes, we might just do that.
Well, look, I think the opportunity arises, that there's feedstock on the continent, with the trading zone, nothing stops us. And our objective is to engage the wine regions in Europe and either set up a plant here if the logistics are cost effective, or but if they have to actually be produced in Europe, then at least make sure that we are creating jobs in Ireland by doing all the packing and actually processing here. So that's the intention.
Excellent. Well done, John. And what's your own background?
I actually come from a finance background, sir. I grew up in the motor industry. I worked for the Nissan Motor Manufacturing Company as a young man. I then evolved into finance in the industry and spent the last 20 years of my life helping people raise money for business, small businesses and corporates.
Yeah, and how's Red Cross treating you?
Loving Red Cross. It's absolutely amazing. It really is. You know, I'm a village lad. I've always lived in small towns. I grew up in a small mining town. And certainly have never I've stayed in the city for as long as I've needed to, but as good as the city is, I love country life. So really loving Red Cross.
Excellent. Brilliant stuff. Well, it's very interesting, John. What's the name of the product? Where can we find it?
You can go to our website, Declan, at www.ecofireandbarbecue.ie. We are retailing the product online. We actually, for East Coast FM listeners, we're actually going to run a promo for the next 6 weeks where there'll be free delivery as well. So if they use the promo code East Coast FM, they can just place their order and it'll be delivered to them within a few days. And then we have one or two small retailers down the road here in Baden Durrough. We have the local garage is stocking it, and we've got Nikki's Fruit and Veg in Kilcool, and we're busy working on a few of the local butchers as well to stock it.
Right, well, there you go. If you want to be eco-friendly and burn things other than peat and charcoal, you know, the waste product from grapes might be your one. John Mulder, thank you very much indeed. Good morning to you. Thank you. Very interesting. Take care. And there you go. That's all the information there. The first of its kind in Ireland is that. Now, Inner City Helping Homeless in Dublin has suspended a senior member of staff. An independent investigation will be carried out within the charity after serious matters came to the attention of the board in recent days. The board say they're mindful of the role its volunteers play in Dublin every day and say it will take every step to ensure the welfare of service users. And that's just news coming into us there. Morning show it is on Budding Business. Optimus Speech Therapy is a new business in Wicklow Town. It offers individualised home programmes, which means there is no waiting list for speech therapy. Tell us more. We're joined by speech and language therapist Kate Beckett. Morning, Kate.
Morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. There's always been a demand for speech therapists, and I'm sure during the last 18 months or so, things have been rather difficult.
Yes, indeed. It certainly hasn't helped the situation of the long waiting list.
Yeah, so how have you been managing? And tell us then, move to your current idea.
Yes, yeah, so I have launched Optima Speech Therapy. And as you said, it has no waiting list. And I am offering this service to children anywhere in Ireland. So what my background is that I trained as a nurse originally, and then I did a master's in speech and language therapy in Limerick. And I've been watching the waiting list grow over the years. We're up to almost 45,000 children now. And I just thought, you know, there's something I can do about this, and there has to be a better, different way of doing this. So during COVID, so like lots of other professionals, we've been thinking about what we can do and how to do it differently. And it got me thinking about when I worked in New Zealand and the different ways they have of working over there. And I realised that conventional face-to-face therapy is not always necessary. I'm passionate about helping children, and I really wanted to use my skills to make it more available and at a reasonable cost as well.
How does it work if somebody, as parents have been you know looking to, and the fact that you're a therapist, this is not for speech and drama, it's for helping, presumably helping children?
Yes, that's right. So
how does it work for a parent?
Yeah, so there are programs targeting the three different areas, so speech problems, language problems, and then late talkers. So there are two steps. So we do an assessment first, So parents film their child having a go at the tasks, and they send me those videos using a secure file transfer system I have. And I have a little character called Ziggy who helps the children and makes it more fun as well for them. And then step two is that I make a program individually for the child. So it's targeting their specific needs. And we use games and activities to teach the children in a fun way, so they don't even realize they're learning then, which is great.
Good, yeah. So
parents do the work with a home program with my full support. And we do a mini assessment every 2 weeks as well, so I can help them and monitor their progress.
And hopefully, you know, things improve. That's a fantastic idea. And your background is in speech therapy, as what you've said.
Yes, I trained as a nurse originally, and then I've been a speech and language therapist for the last 8 years. I've worked in the UK and in New Zealand and home in Ireland as well. So I've got a good, well-rounded experience.
Very good. So people can find you on OptimusSpeechTherapy.com.
That's right. So yes, I have a website. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. I've also set up a parent support group, which is free for parents to join as well on Facebook. And that's called Speech and Language Therapy Support in Ireland. So it's just really, I don't think there's enough Irish resources. So I wanted to set up that support group specifically for Irish parents to help each other. And I'm also putting out a series of YouTube videos as well using children with Irish accents as well. So they're not trying to learn from an American accent or anything.
Well, what a great idea. Fair play to you, Kate. You sound very busy, and it's a welcome service. So wish
Thank
you all
you
the
very much.
Best of luck with it. And it's Kate Beckett, and Kate is from Optima Speech Therapy, and it's OptimaSpeechTherapy.com is the website. Thanks very much indeed, Kate. We'll keep in touch. That's very good.
Thanks for having me, Declan. Bye.
Bye-bye. And earlier we heard from Ecofire and Barbecue Logs in our